Every 15th of October is Global Hand Washing Day. It is a day set aside to create awareness about hand washing with soap as key factor in disease prevention. Unlike the past, regular hand washing has gained prominence as many, including children, now see frequent hand washing with soap and water as one of the major ways of reducing the spread of contracting illnesses, especially COVID-19. Till date, many institutions, business environments, and places of worship now place buckets of water and soap at their entrances and mandate clients or worshippers to wash their hands before gaining access to their premises. This perhaps had assisted the global hand washing community to reduce its intensity at stressing the need to wash hands on a regular basis, unlike in the past. Some residents of Ibadan speak on how important hand washing is to them.
I wash my hand like 4 to 5 times daily, mostly because of the coronavirus.
More often than usual now. It's almost like an instinct. Once I'm coming back from outside, I'm washing my hand immediately.
Time to time. Let me say 5 times.
The respondents opined that they never knew the implication of lack of proper hand washing until the pandemic period. Speaking on the 2020 theme of global hand washing, which is hand hygiene for all, a medical practitioner, Dr. Idowu Taiwo, said hand washing is gradually becoming a tradition, which is commendable.
All these communicable diseases, typhoid, cholera, if you meet anyone who is having it and you don't wash your hands, anything can happen. As an hygiene person in health production, we always wash our hands almost every time, because we don't want any disease from our patients.
Commissioner for Health in Oyo State, Dr. Bashir Bello, said when all hands are on deck as regards safety health practices, diseases will be a thing of the past.
We all work assiduously to make it reach a plateau, that is a flat curve. Now it is going towards the deceleration, that is the falling face of the graph.
Dr. Bello therefore urged all to always cooperate with health workers to ensure an hygienic environment. In Ibadan, Lillian Ibomo, Radio Nigeria.